Welcome to another episode of Tennessee Hillbillies in Disney World. I am your host, Jennifer, and I'm excited to be back with you. Thanks for joining me again. So today I'm going to be talking about something that can be very controversial, at least for all of us that are old timers at Disney World, and that is the new Disney Genie. Now, I'm not going to get into whether I like it or don't like it, whether it's good, whether it's worth the money, any of that kind of stuff, because we could spend episodes on that. Here's what I know. Disney Genie is here, and it is here to stay. So what we need to do is figure out how to use it so we can maximize our time, fun, and money while we are visiting the park. Let me give you some vocabulary words to start us off this episode. You're going to hear terms like Fast Pass, Disney Genie Plus, Lightning Lanes, Individual Lightning Lanes, and Virtual Queue. I'm going to try to cover each of those things as I'm going through, and hopefully I'm not going to switch them up or mix them up and make you any more confused than you probably already are. Disney Genie and using the Disney Genie can be a little confusing the first time you use it. And after you listen to this, if you're totally lost, shoot me a message and I will be happy to send you a link to a YouTube video that walks you through how to use it. So let's go back to the beginning. What is Disney Genie? Disney Genie is an on-the-go tool that you use inside the My Disney Experience app at Disney World or Disneyland. It includes a free itinerary planner, a tracker, a wait time board. It is free. It is included with your My Disney Experience, and when you book a trip, it comes with it. Now, Disney Genie has two paid add-ons. One is the Disney Genie Plus, which is a paid service that allows you to skip, well, really partially skip, the line in rides throughout the park by making what's called Lightning Lane reservations. Now, when I say skip, you just get into a separate line where you don't have to wait as long. Sometimes you do have some wait time, so don't think it's going to completely eliminate your wait. Then we have what's called the Individual Lightning Lanes that includes a purchase to skip the lines for a specific attraction. Individual Lightning Lanes can be purchased without having purchased the Disney Genie Plus. Let's tackle questions about Disney Genie Plus first. So, how much does it cost? Well, it depends. There is no set price. Disney varies the price depending on the day you buy it. The lowest price it has been at is $15, with the highest price, $39. These are prices per person and do not include tax. When you buy the Disney Genie, you can buy it for a single park, or you can buy it with the all parks option. There is different pricing for each park and for the all parks options. What does buying Disney Genie Plus get you? Well, using Disney Genie Plus allows you to buy in to the Lightning Lane reservation system, right? There are over 50 attractions included in the Lightning reservation system. And what you're doing is you are booking a time to go ride that ride where you perhaps are going to get to skip the line. Now, I say sort of get to skip the line because it's not an exact thing. You're still going to have to wait a little bit, but you won't have to wait as long as everybody else. Most of the time, you don't have to wait very long at all. So how does Disney Genie Plus work? When you buy Disney Genie Plus, you get to make a Lightning Lane selection. So you pick an attraction and you get to pick a time that you're going to return and use the Lightning Lane to ride that attraction. So how often can you use a Lightning Lane or make a Lightning Lane reservation with Disney Genie Plus? Well, here's how it works. Once you make a reservation, Disney Genie will block reservations from being made until either that reservation is gone, meaning you've used it, you've canceled it, or it's expired, or 120 minutes have passed, 2 hours, since you either made the reservation or the park opened, whichever is later. At the top of the tip board, you will see when you are eligible again to make that reservation. How many Lightning Lane reservations can you make in one day? That really just depends. Depends on how good you are at making reservations, when you get those times, and all of that kind of thing. Disney officially says that you can make between 2 to 3 reservations for an attraction. Other people have used it and have gotten between 3 to 5, depending on the condition, what park you're in, and how busy that park is. Can you have more than one Disney Lightning Lane reservation at a time? Yes. With the Disney Genie 120-minute rule, you can do what's called stacking reservations, where you end up with several reservations because you're getting those reservations after 120 minutes have passed. Can you modify a Lightning Lane reservation? You can modify or change your Lightning Lane reservation with a Genie Plus reservation on your tip board. It allows you to make changes without canceling and rebooking, which is nice. Can you book a Genie Plus Lightning Lane reservation for the same attraction more than once? The answer to that is no. You can only use the Disney Genie Plus Lightning Lane for a ride once a day. Now, if you modify or change yours to a different attraction, can you still reserve the original attraction later? The answer to that is yes. It keeps up with it in the system. Can you modify your return time or your return window for a Lightning Lane? Yes, you can once it's opened. You cannot, however, modify it once your Lightning Lane has expired. You'll need to talk to a cast member for help with that. You can modify the Lightning Lane reservation for only a few in your group or for all. It doesn't matter. What happens if you're late for a Lightning Lane? Will you still be able to use it? Most of the time, the answer to that is yes. Always check with the cast members and be nice when you're talking to them. They usually have the window to use your Lightning Lane is usually 5 to 10 minutes before your reservation time and after your reservation time has ended. Just check with the cast member if you're late and let them know, and they will make adjustments if they can. Now, what happens if you don't use your Genie Plus Lightning Lane reservation? If the window expires, you will be able to make a new reservation. However, you will not be able to make a reservation for the attraction that your Genie Plus Lightning Lane has expired on. You'll need to go talk to a cast member for finding out about that. Okay, let's switch gears to individual Lightning Lanes. Now, what are individual Lightning Lanes? These are pay-per-ride choices. There are rides in each park. In Disney World, Magic Kingdom, you have Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Tron Lightning Light Cycle Run. In Animal Kingdom, you have Avatar Flight of Passage. In Epcot, you have Guardians of the Galaxy Comic Rewind. And in Hollywood Studios, you have Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. How much do these individual Lightning Lanes cost? Well, there's no set price. Just like Disney Genie Plus, individual Lightning Lanes vary. We've seen the prices as low as $7 and go as high as $29. How many Lightning Lanes can you get? You can buy 2 paid Lightning Lanes per day. How does it work? When you go online to use the tip board in your My Disney Experience app, and you buy the individual Lightning Lanes, you are setting up a reservation. So that's the time you report back to get or use your Lightning Lane. Can you buy individual Lightning Lanes in advance? No. Just like Disney Genie Plus, you cannot buy these in advance. You can buy these on the day of that you are going to use them. If you are a resort guest, the opportunity to buy individual Lightning Lanes opens up at 7 a.m. Other guests can purchase individual Lightning Lanes once the park opens. Can you buy individual Lightning Lanes for separate parks? Yes. Like I said, you can purchase 2 individual Lightning Lanes per day. So you can purchase Avatar, Flight of Passage in Animal Kingdom, and Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance in Hollywood Studios. Just be sure you have a park hopper ticket that will allow you to hop between the different parks. You do not have to be in a park to buy the individual lightning lane. Do you have to have Genie Plus to buy the individual lightning lanes? No, you do not. In fact, my husband and I often just buy the individual lightning lanes for rides for different parks and don't buy the Disney Genie Plus for the park that day. Can you have more than one individual lightning lane at a time? The answer to that is yes. You can purchase 2 lightning lanes per day. That means by 7 a.m., you can purchase 1 attraction and then go back on the tip board and buy a 2nd attraction. So you can buy Flight of Passage for 9 a.m. and then go back in and buy Rise of the Resistance for 11 a.m. You can have 2 lightning lanes per day. Can you modify lightning lane reservations? For individual lightning lanes, they cannot be modified or canceled. So if something comes up, please find a cast member at Guest Services and they can help you modify that reservation. Now let's talk about some questions you might have that overlap with Disney Genie Plus and individual lightning lanes. So can kids or teens buy Genie Plus or individual lightning lanes? Yes. Minors who are old enough to have their own My Disney Experience accounts can purchase Disney Genie Plus or individual lightning lanes. They just have to enter payment at checkout instead of using a stored payment thing. Is there a limit to how many people can be in my party when I reserve Genie Plus individual lightning lanes? Yes. The most you can have included in one party is 12 for either an individual lightning lane reservation or a Genie Plus lightning lane reservation. Do you have to include your whole group when making a lightning lane reservation? Whether you're making it for Disney Genie Plus or individual lightning lanes, you can make the reservation for only some members of your party. Just be sure they know you're not booking them their reservation. Can you have overlapping return windows for lightning lanes or individual lightning lanes? Yes, you can. It's up to you to track your return times and make sure you can get everything in when you are booking it. Genie won't stop you from making those impossible plans. What happens if you arrive late to either a Genie Plus lightning reservation or an individual lightning lane reservation? Can you still get on the attraction? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It all depends on the cast member. Check in at the lightning lane spot and see what they say. What happens if the attraction or ride is down during your reservation time? Well, if it's with a Genie Plus reservation, your reservation will convert to what's called an anytime lightning lane or select experiences lightning lane that can be used for a variety of other attractions at your time of choosing, or you can save it for the ride you missed in case it comes open. If it's an individual lightning reservation, it will get changed to a select experiences lightning lane that you can use later on in the day. If you cannot use your individual lightning lane reservation, please contact Disney Guest Services and they will proceed to see if they can refund your money. But you must talk to somebody at Guest Experiences to help you with that. Can anybody use your lightning lane reservation? Well, according to Disney, the answer is no. They say that lightning lanes are not transferables. However, reality is somewhat different than that. You scan in using your park ticket, your Magic Band, or your Magic Mobile. Cast members do not check your ID. So, if someone left your group to went back to the resort for a nap and they leave their Magic Band with you, then somebody else can use your lightning lane reservation, whether it's for an individual lightning lane or a Genie Plus lightning lane reservation. But note, this only works once the owner has entered the park. You can't just bring mom's extra Magic Band to the park if she's staying at the pool. The person that Magic Band you are using has to have already scanned into the park. Here's probably the biggest question of all about Disney Genie Plus and individual lightning lanes. Are they worth it? That's actually a complicated question, and in my opinion, there is no right or wrong answer to that. It really depends on you and what you feel is worth it. If you're someone who doesn't mind standing in line, then you may not want to pay the price for Disney Genie Plus. However, if you're trying to get through as many rides as possible, then using Disney Genie Plus may be worth it. Or you may just want to stick to individual lightning lanes. It's really up to you. There are a couple more things about riding rides or attractions you are going to need to know when using the My Disney Experience app. One is the virtual queues for rides and attractions. What is a virtual queue? Essentially, you're getting a spot in line so you know what time to return to that ride or attraction to ride it. Which rides currently use virtual queues? There are two. In Magic Kingdom, there is Tron Light Cycle Run, and in Epcot, currently Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rerun. Both of these virtual queue rides do not have standby lines, so the only way you can ride Tron or Cosmic Rewind is to either get a spot in the virtual queue or to purchase an individual lightning lane with the time reservation. Now, it's important to know that once your attraction for the virtual queue has been redeemed, you can actually join the other attraction virtual queue if it's available. So in theory, you could ride both rides that have virtual queues on the same day. It really just depends. Virtual queues are free. The first virtual queue time opens up at 7 a.m. So you'll want to be on your My Disney Experience app ready to go at 7 a.m. The next time the virtual queue opens is at 1 p.m. You will have to be scanned into a park to try to get the 1 p.m. virtual queue. There is such a thing as rider switch. What this is when you switch riders. So you have kids that can't ride. They're too short or don't want to, but both adults do. So you can do what's called rider switch. Check in with the cast member whether you're going to stay in the normal queue and wait the whole ride time or you have a lightning lane. Check in with the cast member at the line. They will scan you in and then they will issue you a rider switch pass and the time that it gets to be used. Using Disney's system of the Disney Genie for rides and getting your reservations can be confusing. Hopefully, this episode has helped clear up the confusion. However, if you are looking for a visual way to see how all of this works, I suggest you check out videos posted by Disney Food Blog. They have great videos on YouTube. They have a whole YouTube channel, and they go through how to use Disney Genie Plus and individual lightning lanes. There's also some great videos from Disney Touring Plans along with blog posts. You can also check out videos done by All Ears Disney, Paging Mr. Morrow. Those are some great video or vlogs, I think is what they're called, video blogs online you can check out on YouTube. I hope you will join me again for our next episode. Until then, signing off, a Tennessee Hillbilly in Disney World. Keep dreaming.